know, we're used to celebrity couples dominating the headlines. Who could forget Brangelina and J-Lo and Ben Affleck and all of the other couples that we see splashed across not just tabloids, but across actual newspapers. We may think this is a modern phenomenon. In point of fact, it's not. Think back through time. We've always been fascinated with famous couples. As far back as Anthony and Cleopatra, the human beings just can't seem to get enough of celebrity and couples. But there was one couple that is outstretches the fame of Brangelina, outstretches the fame of Kate Middleton and her royal beau, and that was General Tom Thumb and his wife, Lavinia Warren. Both became famous because of their short stature. Lavinia was just 27. I've read reports that she was only 27 inches tall. They toured the country as curiosities, especially through P.T. Barnum's show. And their wedding in 1963 was a national sensation, obsessed the country even during the days of the Civil War. Joining us now is Melanie Benjamin. She's written a new novel called The Autobiography of Mrs. Tom Thumb and her extraordinary story, which is actually incredibly well-researched. Melanie Benjamin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I have to ask you, what drew you to Lavinia Warren as the subject of a novel?
Well, I first read about her in the pages of one of my favorite novels, E.L. Doctorow's Ragtime, and she had a very brief scene in that. And as I researched her life, I think what really drew me immediately was just how very famous she was in her own time, probably the most photographed woman of her time, and yet today she's all but forgotten, and that really intrigued me.
And you tried to find out why it was, and in fact, in the novel herself, you have her being, to a certain extent, focused on being remembered, which didn't happen. Why did we forget Lavinia Warren?
Well, was it because she was the woman, because it was always General Tom Thumb? I'm not entirely sure. I do know, though, at some point, she, when she was buried next to General Tom Thumb, she even chose her own tombstone simply to say, his wife. So in some way, she did want to be remembered, and she wanted to write her own autobiography during her lifetime, but unfortunately she did not. But perhaps it was just the gender issues of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And perhaps it was because her celebrity was built on her stature?
Well, yes, definitely. Of course, these are more genteel times today,
right,
and we don't like to think of those years when there were what she was called a curiosity who, you know, she sought her fame. She sought her path. She chose to live the life she did, which was to be on display because of her size. Today, we don't like to remember that part of our history, and we have different words for it. So, yes, maybe there's an uncomfortable factor to it.
And she did have a choice, though. I mean, she could have stayed home with her family. And I'm wondering, throughout the book, which is fascinating, it's a great book, by the way. We're speaking with Melanie
Thank
Benjamin,
you.
Who has written The Autobiography of Mrs. Tom Thumb. How much of this is based on fact, and how much have you imagined her feminist leadings? Did she write anything that leads us to believe she was a spitfire, as you portray her?
Definitely. She was asked when her husband died if she intended to write his biography, and she answered, no, but my own autobiography I intend to publish soon. She never did. She did publish a few essays and basically left behind a collection of writing that, to me, they were intriguing because she was a name dropper. I mean, she was a fabulous name dropper. She recounted everywhere she went and every person she met, and she did it with such a determined, optimistic public voice, yet a couple of times she let that mask slip, and I knew there had to be frustrations. I knew there was heartbreak in her life. That was the private face that she would not present toward the public, even in her own writing. And that was what I wanted to explore.
Which was the one would assume that the most difficult fight for her was because of her size. But you also portray the difficult fight for her being, number one, her gender. And also her place in time as being a lady and the kind of restrictions there were on polite society.
Yeah, I think she, for a Victorian woman of her time, there were only two options, marriage or living at home on the kindness of your family. I think she was very smart to realize that her size gave her an entree into a world she would not have been able to see otherwise. So she was very smart in that way, and that perhaps maybe sparked her feminist sensibility. She did write when she met the Mormons in Utah. She was very upset with the idea of polygamy and the role of women in Mormon society at that time. She did write of that, so that was something that informed me.
And was she, in fact, abolitionist, as you portray her in the novel?
you know, she did come from a northern family. She was in Massachusetts. Her brothers fought in the Civil War. So, yes, she was, except in her writing, she sort of treats the Civil War as merely this nuisance in the background that is getting in the way of her career. You know, she was very, very focused on her career and on her role in society. So, while I know she, you know, she came from an abolitionist family, I am not entirely sure she had truly strong political leanings. She was so focused on getting out before the public and living this larger life.
Well, I mean, what does the life of Tom, both Tom Thumb and his wife, tell us? I mean, is there a mess, a moral lesson here for us looking back through history, either about gender, but also about our reaction to those who are different?
Well, I think it's, I mean, in one way, her size, you know, she refused to see it as an obstacle. She totally used it as her way out, and she traded on it. And in that way, she was very much in control of the way people looked at her, yet ultimately she was not. Because I think at some point, and much in the same way maybe reality TV stars today, she forgot why she became famous in the first place. She I think, deceived herself into thinking people were interested in her for talents that she truly didn't have, that she maybe wanted to hide herself from the fact that people really were truly only interested in her in her size. And I do see parallels with certain type of fames today where people forget why they were famous in the first place and start to perhaps delude themselves into believing they have talents they may not truly possess.
Melanie Benjamin, author of a new book called The Autobiography of Mrs. Tom Thumb, a novel about perhaps two of our first reality stars ever and some of the most famous in American history. Melanie, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Again, the book is called The Autobiography of Mrs. Tom Thumb. Highly recommended. A page turner. If you are a bookworm yourself, you can be part of our summer book club all season long. John and I are talking with the authors behind some of the best books we're reading this season. You can find out more by heading over to our website, thetakeaway.org. Check out our reading lists. Listen back to author interviews like this one. And then give us a review of what you're reading. Absolutely be a part of the series. Either post to thetakeaway.org or you can tweet us your picks with the hashtag #TakeawayReads.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.